live and recorded from the West Midlands of England. It's the Mental or Metal Meltdown Show! And we're back after so fucking long! Thank you, everyone! Thank you! Mwah, mwah. Can you believe it's been July since the last episode? I certainly can't. Well, I can, but I can't! Can you believe how time just flies? We're practically in December, and now it'll be 2012 before you know it. And speaking of time, I'm asking you, the audience, to tell me what you thought was the best and the worst at 2011 for metal. Just what was it that was the best or the worst for you? Was it what happened to Primordial at Bloodstock? Was it what happened at Brutal Assault with some bands? Just write in. You know the URL. It's www.metamelt.wordpress.com. That's www.metamelt.wordpress.com. Come on, guys. Get writing. Get cracking. We're almost running out of time. Okay, I'll stop it with the stupid jokes right there, which aren't characteristics of the show. What do we have for you? We've got Argus, we've got Hail of Bullets and Nutter Sonic, but first, we're going to have to run a bit again with the time motif. I'm sorry to do this to you, but it's pretty damn important right now. So who do we have? Why, if you've been lucky to see these guys with Judas Priest earlier this year, you're going to love this. If you've been lucky enough to catch them in November, you're still going to love it. If you've been lucky to catch them in November, you're also gonna love this. It's none other than Rival Sons with the song, Pressure and Time.
Pressure and time.
That was Los Angeles' Rival Sons with the song Pressure and Time from the album Pressure and Time. Hello, good day, and good evening. If you can tell, I've perked up a bit because I've gotten over that horrible cold. Here's a tip. Always, always wear mittens. Now, let's move on, shall we? If you remember the very first episode, unless you've blocked it out because it was a traumatizing experience due to my bout of royal wedding fever, for which I apologize. Not. I said I was going to bring a bit of West Midlands flavor to the show because the metal world these days is lacking it. It's a shame, really, because we are where metal began. If any of you caught the Home Metal exhibit that was going on this summer, why'd you think about it? I wasn't a part of it, but I did actually get to meet Tony Iommi. Yep, the Tony Iommi. Everyone's stumped by it, including me. That was my really brief stint with stardom right there. So, let's move on. Here's Birmingham's very own doom metal outfit, Aluna.
We'll be right back.
That was Argus with a curse on the world. And before that, you heard a Luna with Song for the Sun. Guys, I'm afraid I gotta come clean to you about something. I was doing a top 20 list for Invisible Oranges of what I thought were the best albums of 2011. It was a really, really hard list to make. And, you see, I forgot to mention the Argus record. Ow! It's okay. Come, carry on. Carry on. Carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on. Carry on. Okay, you're not here to listen to me sing. You're here to listen to others sing, growl, screech, roar, etc. Basically all the cool stuff. And cool stuff it is that we've got on the show, because we like it too. Who's we? Why, that's you and me! Yeah, you and me! Ha ha ha! Okay, we're gonna kick it up another notch. In fact, we are going to...
Death It All!
Here's Hail the Bullets!
I'm
You've just heard death metal supergroup Nodder Slotic with Solace, and before that, it was Martin Van Drunen's Hail of Bullets with Operation Z. Okay, I said I was gonna bring a bit more West Midlands flavor to this show, and I'm gonna do that. How am I gonna do that? Well, you're gonna find out in a bit, but first, I'm gonna give you a reminder. I want you to head over to the Mental or Metal Meltdown website at www.metalmelt.wordpress.com. Head over to the latest post and get writing about what you thought was the best and the worst at 2011 for metal. Was it a festival experience for you? An album that turned out to be an utter disappointment, like the new Falkenbach? What was it? Get writing in. I want to hear from you guys. And don't forget, I want you to tell me what was the penultimate track of 2011 for you. Which track of metal or hard rock or grindcore sums up metal for you or how you felt metal was in 2011? Head over to the website and get writing in. And the most interesting requests are going to be played on this show before 2011 is out. Okay then, let's go back to West Midlands flavor. Here's Slab.
Got here to sell this democracy. We turn away slab hypocrisy.
Down your fucking brain cells. downtown. Give me your phone. Vote for me.
Vote for me.
Make me go. Vote for me.
Vote for me.
Put me in power. Vote for me.
Vote for me.
I'll make you shower.
That was London Thrasher's Night Lord Would Vote For Me, and before that, Birmingham Metalers Slab with Chaos Bastard. Right, it's been long since July, since the last episode of this show, and to commemorate the return of the Mental or Metal Meltdown show, I am gonna go back into Mental or Metal history. If you'll think back to the very first episode of the show, I had already played a track from this particular album by this particular band. Of course, you probably don't remember because you blocked out that traumatizing experience since I had royal wedding fever. It's okay, everyone. I won't do it again. Promise. I learned my lesson. Not. Anyway, let's crack on, shall we? It's none other than Extreme Irish Folk Metalers Cruachan with the song Blood in the Black Robe from the album Blood in the Black Robe.
We'll be right back.
Utica there with Fury from Array, if I got that right. And before that, Kruiken with Blood on the Black Robe. Okay, we're coming back to the end of the show. I'd like to thank you all for sticking around for this episode. And don't forget to come back next week for the 6th episode of the Mental or Metal Meltdown Show. More metal, more music, more me! Your host, Kay Ann Solomon! But don't forget, you guys, I want you to write into the Mental or Metal Meltdown website at www.metalmelt.wordpress.com and start sending in your own thoughts on what was the best and the worst for metal in 2011. Also, don't forget to take part in our special request challenge. What was the penultimate track of metal in 2011 for you? It doesn't have to be metal. Of course, it could be hard rock. It could be grindcore. It could be crust. What was it? Send it in. And the most interesting ones will get airplay. Right. I'm afraid I'm going to have to go now. I know. I can hear you crying in the background. But don't worry. I'm going to be back again. But I'm going to leave you with something special. When I first heard this song, I was pretty damn excited because I achieved one thing on my bucket list this year. See Judas Priest live, and it was an amazing experience. If they're only gonna do tours in England from now on, sign me up. And it looks like these guys agree with me. They love Judas Priest so much that they've done homage to them in a song. So, everyone, put your ears together for Evil Survives and Judas Priest live. See you then!